As is unfortunately more common than we'd like, the glitch gremlins struck again. Episode 42, Rannick Concluded, was lost to us. Streamlabs and I have a somewhat adversarial relationship, and despite very distinctly remembering that I hit the record button, no recording occurred. My apologies. But I am here to give you a little bit of a recounting of what happened. The group was in Space Fortress Rannick. They were exploring the last room that they had yet to look into, and they discovered that it was the room that housed all of the emergency craft. In a ring around this circular room, craft were expected to be launched in all directions. There was one remaining craft that was malfunctioning. The computer was not talking to the docking clamps, and the docking clamps would not release. There was a dead body in the room. They're laying atop a console. And over the course of a half hour or so, Lahan managed to determine what was wrong with the machinery, start working on a way to fix it, and the group started looking at the console. I believe Jacinto was the one that noticed some sensor readings and saw that Lucretia was picked up by the entercopter that brought them to the fortress, presumably by Kaven Windstrike. They also saw that a meteor shower had gotten through the shield at Skull's Crossing and was heading right for Turtleback Ferry and the surrounding region. This is a larger meteor shower than normal. They're not uncommon. They're sort of a seasonal occurrence, as it were. But this one was bigger than normal. The shield was obviously having some issues, and the people in the region are going to suffer for that. Lahan managed to burn out the Space Fortress's communications equipment to boost the signal, powering it through, getting it there faster than possible. I'm not a scientist. I imagine more power means it's easier to pick up the signal, means it's easier to get the information quicker, is how we worked it out in our heads. But that warned the townsfolk. That prevented a lot of deaths. That also eliminated an entire encounter, much to Leif's disappointment and Ava's disappointment. But what did happen is they arrived not just before the shower, but just before something truly awful happened. The shower had been going on, but people had managed to take shelter, and falling from the heavens was this big organic mass, and it landed just outside the local town's church, the most sturdy of buildings because it was designed to be a shelter. And what this creature was the spawn of Lamashtu. A literal demigod. It was Black Maga, a creature of legend that has been whispered about for generations in the system. And Black Maga was mad, and Black Maga attacked the church. The group nosedived their life pod into the ground, everyone pouring out Balahan, and took the battle to Black Maga. Lahan kicked out the front windscreen of the damaged life pod and started using the life pod as cover, started shooting at Black Maga. Everyone else laying into Black Maga to the best of their ability. Jacinto being thwarted or stumped, but on bump, by her resistance to magics. And she responded by breathing literal madness upon them, damaging their wisdom, their intelligence, their ability to interact with others. Ultimately, though, the group drove Black Maga off. They didn't kill her, but she just sort of slumped off of the southern edge of the landmass that is Turtleback Ferry and made for that floating, non-frozen globule of water that is sort of a lake floating in the void of space. The townsfolk poured out of their shelters, celebrating their survival and celebrating our heroes. They lifted them upon their shoulders, struggling slightly with Finn and Ava due to their heavy armor, and throwing Jacinto wildly into the air because he's so tiny. And that's where we ended that episode. It was a good episode, and I'm sorry that it was lost to the gremlins. We've lost too much to them. Thank you for listening. We appreciate your patience, your continued patience, and we are very humbled by the fact that you listen to us. This is like one of the touchstones in my life. I enjoy it so very much. I get to play with some very good friends, and I'm finally getting to make it through an adventure path. I've never gotten to make it through an adventure path before this. I am in some now, but this is the first one I've started from the beginning and made it this far. There are others that I have since started after that, and we're about to complete Fly Free or Die. That's amazing. You know, and there's more on the horizon. But we wouldn't have gotten there without you all. And we just want to thank you.